Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9 to 12, verse 8. I'll pray before we start. Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you for the joy it is to read it and to understand it. We pray that you'll help us to do that tonight, calm our hearts, and remind us of your goodness. Amen. Okay, Ecclesiastes 11, starting at verse 9. You who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark, and the clouds return after the rain. When the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those looking through the windows grow dim, when the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades, when the people rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint, when people are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags itself along and the desire no longer is stirred, then people will go to their eternal home and mourners go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless.
Keep your Bibles open there at Night Church at Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Here's a fact of life, and just a warning, depending on what stage of life you're in, you might find this a little bit depressing. Here's a fact of life. You are growing older. You are growing older. Every second that ticks by, every second that is ticking by right now, is a double blow, really, when you think about it, because every second that ticks by is one more second added to your age and one less second left in your future. You are getting older. And you know, there's nothing you can do about it. Although, not for lack of trying, apparently, the anti-aging industry is worth $200 billion. Imagine that, $200 billion worth of anti-wrinkle cream. And hair color and cosmetic surgery. But you know, we don't just want to hide our age. What we would really love is to stop aging altogether. For thousands of years, people have been searching for the fountain of youth. Now, once upon a time, people believed that the fountain of youth was an actual fountain. It was in some faraway land. All they had to do was go and discover it. Now, these days, we don't believe in myths like that, do we? Although in the last few years, there's been a bunch of American billionaires who have got together and started pouring their money into research that they think will solve the problem of aging, even solve the problem of dying. For example, Larry Page, he's one of the guys who founded Google. He's a billionaire. He has set up a company specifically for this purpose. It's called Calico, and this company exists solely to solve the problem of aging. It has the express goal of figuring out how we can live without ever getting old. It's a search for a modern day fountain of youth. For the moment, though, you are getting older by the second. And Solomon wants us to think about this. He wants us to think about youth, about aging, about growing old. He wants us to think about our attitude towards growing old. And he wants us to think about it no matter what age we are. If you're young, he wants you to think about it now, while you are still young. In 20 minutes' time, which is roughly when this Bible talk is going to end, in 20 minutes' time, you will be 20 minutes older than you are right now. And you will never get that 20 minutes back. Never. Is sitting here listening to this Bible talk really what you want to be doing as those minutes and those seconds tick by? It's the kind of question Solomon wants us to ask ourselves. You've only got so many days left. What are you doing with the time that you've got left? Solomon wants us to think about aging, growing old. He wants to consider what it can teach us about how we should live in this life under the sun. Now, Solomon's getting towards the end of his research project here. Remember, he's been on this research project. He's invited us to come with him as he observes life in this world. As he nears the end of his project, he turns his attention towards the end of life. Old age is a fact of life, Solomon says. And so the first thing he tells us is, if you are still young, be happy. Enjoy your youth while you have it. Solomon actually says, do what makes you happy. That's what you should do. You should do what makes you happy. Make sure your heart is full of joy. Do what your heart wants to do. And if there's something you want, go and get it. If your eyes see something that you like the look of, go and get it. Do what makes you happy. But, Solomon says, as you enjoy life, don't forget this one really, really important thing. Don't forget, God will bring you into judgment. Enjoy life, but remember, you'll have to answer to God for everything you do. So enjoy life by all means, but don't sin to do so. Take a look at Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Have a look at verse 9. It's the first verse that Teresa read out. Solomon says, be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. Be happy. Enjoy the good things God's given you. Solomon has said this before. This is not a new idea in Ecclesiastes, is it? We have heard this many times. Right back in chapter 2, verse 24, Solomon said, a man can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in his work. This too, I see, is from the hand of God. In chapter 3, verse 12, he said, I know that there's nothing better for a man than to be happy and to do good while he lives, that he may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil. This is the gift of God. In chapter 5, verse 18, this is what I've observed to be good, that it's appropriate for a man to eat, to drink, and to find satisfaction in his toilsome labor under the sun during the few days of life God has given him. Chapter 9, verse 9, enjoy life with your wife whom you love, all the days of this meaningless life that God has given you under the sun. Over and over, Solomon has said this, enjoy the life God has given you. And here, he adds something to that. He says, do it while you're young. Enjoy life while you're young. When you're young, you tend to be a little bit more flexible. When you're young, you have fewer responsibilities. You have fewer commitments. You've got time and you've got energy. Big changes aren't so hard to manage when you're young. When you're young, you can wake up one day and you can just decide to do everything differently. Start a new career, do something different. You can move to a new place. Solomon says, enjoy that freedom. Enjoy the freedom of your youth. Enjoy your health in your youth. But remember that everything you do will have consequences. You will one day be judged. If you're young, listen very carefully to this, because Solomon's got something really important to say to you right here. God will bring you into account for the way you are spending your youth. God will bring you into account for the way you're spending your youth. So how are you spending your youth? Maybe you're not so young anymore. But the question for you is, how did you spend your youth? They say that youth is wasted on the young. It's easy to be foolish when you're young. That seems to be the time when we make most of our big mistakes. By the time you start getting your head together, your body has started falling apart. Solomon says here, get your head together while you're still young. When you're young, there's lots to enjoy, there's lots to see, there's lots to do. Solomon says here very clearly, make the most of it. But don't forget, as you're making the most of it, that there will be consequences. There'll be consequences for how you live, consequences for how you treat people, how you treat God. Enjoy life. But don't let the enjoyment of life lead you to sin. Don't let the enjoyment of life be the thing that you worship. Because enjoyment of life, it's like all the other things that Solomon has observed in Ecclesiastes. It's hevel. It's like a small breath. It will be gone in a moment. Youth itself is hevel. And that's another reason to enjoy it while you've got it. Solomon says there's no point wasting your youth with worry and with stress. There's no point wasting your youth with anxiety. There's no point wasting your youth worrying about all these things that won't actually bring you lasting gain. There is lots to worry about, isn't there? We worry about all sorts of things when we're young. We worry about how we're going to earn money, how we're going to live up to our parents' expectations, our relationships, who's going to be our friend, who are we going to marry? We worry about passing subjects and getting through exams. There's so many things you can worry about. Take a look at what Solomon says in verse 10. He says, "So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are hevel." There's so many things that we could be worrying about. What will I say? What will people think of me? Have I got enough money? Have I made the right decision? Will I make the right decisions? Solomon says, don't waste your youth with worry and anxiety, because you won't have your youth for very long. One day you're going to be the person who's saying things like, "Oh, it seems like only yesterday that I was whatever it is." Oscar Wilde once said, "No man is rich enough to buy back his past." Your youth will disappear, and there is no amount of money that can get it back again. It doesn't even matter if you're Larry Page, if you founded Google and you're a billionaire, nothing can bring your youth back again. It is like everything else in this life under the sun. It's hevel. It's fleeting. It is gone in a moment. Youth doesn't last. The darkness of old age will come. That's what will happen to everyone. If you're young, this is what will happen to you. Days and years will come that will be full of trouble and empty of pleasure. Have a look at chapter 12, verse 1. Solomon says, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, 'I find no pleasure in them,' before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after rain." Here's your future. It's not a bright future. Solomon goes on to describe what growing old is like. And the way Solomon describes it, it's quite poetic, but it's also pretty blunt. It's pretty real. He says it's like a decaying old house. In verse 3, he says, "When you get old, the keepers of the house tremble." He's talking about your hands that feed you and protect you, your hands that keep you. He says, your hands will start to shake when you grow old. He says, the strong men stoop. Your strong legs aren't as strong as they once were. You can't stand up straight like you used to. This is a description of what it's like to grow old. He says, the grinders cease because they're few. He's talking about your teeth. And maybe you know someone like my nana. she can take her teeth out when she wants to clean them. She's got no teeth of her own. That's what happens when you grow old. And then Solomon talks about your eyes and your eyesight. So if you've got a pair of glasses, pop your glasses on and take a look at the next part of verse 3. Solomon says, those looking through the windows grow dim. Your eyesight starts to fail. Maybe you're young and you've already got glasses. What a great reminder for you that you are not invincible. You are growing old. The time to meet your Creator is drawing near. In verse 4, Solomon says, when the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades, when men rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint. Oh, the street outside the door, well, that's where all the noise is coming in from. But now the doors are closed and the sounds have faded. You've become hard of hearing. And it's harder to sleep too. You start waking up at the crack of dawn. Maybe, I'm not really sure about this, maybe rising at the sound of birds is a polite way of saying that you're always getting up during the night to use the bathroom. Do you feel the discomfort of old age here? In verse 5, Solomon says, when men are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags himself along and desire no longer is stirred, then man goes to his eternal home and mourners go about the streets. When you grow old, heights become scary. It's not so easy anymore to get up on a chair and change a light bulb. And there's danger in the streets too. Crossing the road is suddenly a lot harder than it was. There seems to be an awful lot more traffic than there used to be. The crowd seems to be thicker, more likely to knock you down. Once upon a time, you went wherever you wanted, whenever you wanted, but there will come a day when you will be fearful to go out after dark. When the almond tree blossoms, when almond trees blossom, if you've ever seen an almond tree in blossom, they go completely white. And this is what will happen to you. If you're lucky and your hair doesn't fall out, it will turn white. Once upon a time, you were young and sprightly, felt like a grasshopper. You could run up and down stairs and things like that, but there will come a day when you bend down to tie your laces and you look around and see what else you can do while you're down there. You will drag yourself along with the help of a stick or a walking frame. Desire is no longer stirred. Hard to tell whether Solomon is talking about sexual desire or the desire for food, the appetite for food, but neither will be stirred the way they used to be. And then, Solomon says, then you'll die. It's the only cure for old age. You'll die. The old house finally falls apart completely. And you go to your eternal home, the grave. And those you've left behind will mourn. Maybe you can identify with some of these feelings. Maybe you've experienced some of these things already. If that's you, I hope you've remembered your Creator. Because it might not be too long before you meet Him. Maybe you've never experienced any of these things. If that's you, you need to hear what Solomon is saying. This will happen to you. Youth won't last. And so you need to remember your Creator. That's how this section describing old age started in verse 1 of chapter 12 with these words, remember your Creator. You need to remember your Creator before you get old, because you need to remember your Creator before you die. Solomon uses some more poetic language to describe the moment of death. He talks about a snapped cord, a broken bowl, a shattered water jug, and a broken wheel. These are things that are broken beyond repair. You can't just take these things back together again and expect them to work. No, these are broken beyond repair. Take a look at verse 6. He says, remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broken at the well. and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. That's where we end up, right back where we started. We came from nothing, and we go back to nothing. Dust. And just like God gave us the breath of life, he will take it away again. There's really just one breath that matters in life. The first breath when you breathe in for the first time, and your last breath when you breathe out for the last time. Life is just one short breath, and then it's all gone. See what Solomon is saying here? It won't last. It is all havel. And so in verse 8, Solomon says the exact thing he said right back at the beginning, right back at the second verse of the book of Ecclesiastes, word for word. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. Everything is havel. Nothing lasts. After you're young, you will be old, and after you are old, you will be dead. There was an English poet who lived about 400 years ago. His name was John Donne. If you haven't read the poetry of John Donne, you really should. It's quite good. I'm just making myself sound old now, talking about ancient poets. Donne was a bit eccentric, and at one stage, he bought himself a coffin. He wasn't about to die. He was a young man at the time. He kept this coffin in his bedroom, and every now and then he liked to sleep in it. Now, he was a married man. I have no idea what his wife thought about all of this, but he did it. He slept in his coffin. He did that because he wanted to remember that death was not far away. He wanted to remember that life is short. If you're old, you don't need a coffin to sleep in. You can feel it already. You can feel some of these things that Solomon is describing. You already know life is short. It's much easier for you to remember your Creator. And if that's you, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. That's the wisdom that comes with age. If you're young, though, listen up. You don't need to go and buy a coffin, but now is the time to remember your Creator. Now is the time to remember your Creator, because you won't always be young. You will grow old, you will die. While you've got your youth, make the most of it. Make the most of your youth. You know, that's exactly what Paul says to Timothy. Timothy was a young man, and Paul wrote him a letter. He wrote this letter to Timothy, this young man. He said, Timothy, don't let anyone despise you for your youth. You've got some really important things to do with your youth. But Paul didn't want Timothy just to remember his Creator. He wanted him to remember something else too. Because, see, Paul and Timothy lived this side of the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Paul wanted Timothy to remember that his Creator became a man, became Jesus, and lived on earth with his creation. And then he died for his creation. That's what Paul wants Timothy to remember. Jesus died and rose again to save his creation, to bring salvation to those who believe in him, those who trust in him. If you've got your Bible there, flip it across to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. This is what Paul says to the young man, Timothy. He says, physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise both for the present life and for the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That's why we labor and strive, because we've put our hope in the living God, who's the Saviour of all people, and especially of those who believe. If it's the case that you grow old and you die, and that's it, then there's not much more you can do except to enjoy life, But that's not us. Our hope is in the living God, Jesus who saves, Jesus who gives resurrection life. And that changes things. We should still enjoy life, and we should especially enjoy life while we're young, but there is something else too. Paul doesn't just say to Timothy, enjoy life. He says, no, we labour and strive. Have a look what Paul says to young Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. It's the next verse along from what I just read. He says, command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Don't neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them. Paul says to Timothy, don't waste your youth. Proclaim the gospel. Read the gospel. Speak the gospel into the lives of others. Show people what it looks like to live a gospel life. He says, give yourself fully, all your time and all your energy. Don't waste these things that you've been given. Use it to grow yourself in the gospel. Use it to grow others in the gospel, because you will grow old and you will die. But really, because after that, there will be resurrection life. Death is not the end. You are not a broken bowl or a shattered jar. You are not broken beyond repair. Jesus has defeated death. So yes, if you're young, enjoy your life, be happy, don't stress. But remember, Jesus Christ has brought you life after death. That changes everything. So let me finish up by saying something to you if you're young, and then saying something for you if you're old, and then something for you if you don't have that hope in the living God yet. Firstly, to you if you're young. If you're young, don't waste your youth. Train yourself in godliness. If you're in school, get involved in your lunchtime Christian group. Get along to youth group. If you're a student, go to BCS and NYC and NTE. Get the gospel into you. Enjoy your video games, sure, but make sure the Bible comes first. If you're young, take the time to hear good gospel teaching. Choose to live in a place with a good gospel church. Make good gospel friendships. These are things that have value for this life and the life to come. And don't stop there. Give yourself fully to proclaiming the gospel. Teach kids for Christ. Lead youth group. Go on beach mission. Live out the gospel with each other at small group. Don't waste your youth. If you're older, then here's the really great thing for you. You are a little closer to resurrection life than some of the rest of us. You've got wisdom that comes with knowing you need Jesus' death, because your death is not quite so far away. Question for you is, how can you use that wisdom to grow younger followers of Jesus? Older ladies, can you meet with younger women to read the word together? Older men, can you teach younger men to become men of God? Can you pray? Can you pray for our youth group? Can you pray for our uni students? Can you show the next generation how to remember their Creator in their youth? Lastly, if you've been living life to the full because you think that you will grow old and you will die and that will be that, then please, please hear Solomon's words in Ecclesiastes. Remember your Creator. God will bring you into judgment one day. This is not something to put off until later. The world will keep on telling you that you can ignore God. It doesn't matter. You can find satisfaction. You can find fulfillment in the things that you can get in this life under the sun. Solomon says, that's stupid. There is nothing in this life under the sun that can bring you lasting gain. So don't ignore God. Remember your Creator. And remember Jesus, His Son, the Saviour of all those who put their trust in Him. Night Church, it doesn't matter if you're young or you're old. Solomon's observations about life have something to teach you. You might feel full of life right now, but it is nothing compared to how full of life you will be if your hope is in the living God. So don't forget Him. Remember Him. And friends, use whatever minutes, whatever days you have left to remember Him. Remember your Creator. Let's pray. God our Father, thank you for youth. Thank you for the gifts of time and energy and health and freedom. Father, thank you for old age. Thank you for the reminder that we need Jesus to give us new resurrection bodies. Father, please help us, whether we're young or old, to give ourselves fully to the work of the gospel, knowing that because of Jesus, there is lasting gain to be had, working for you, working for eternal riches, working for your eternal kingdom. Father, we pray that you would do this in us by your Holy Spirit and through your Son, Jesus. And it's in His name we pray. Amen.